There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us that way if you like. Lots of stuff in the news to talk about, including big, big news from the war on drugs. Maybe just one of the chapters in this insane war on drugs is coming to a close. And when I'm talking about Johnny Ray, and by the way, Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio with you tonight, what I'm talking about is the medical marijuana side of things, which, of course, has been, over the years, the last couple decades, has been whittled away by the different state governments that have passed medical marijuana programs, California, of course, being the first in, I think it was 1996, with Proposition 215 to legalize medicinal marijuana there. It has, of course, spread up and down the West Coast and spread to states all across the United States.
Like a virus.
And a very good kind of virus, all the way to, as states like Montana and New Hampshire as well had passed a fairly weak medical marijuana program a couple of years ago. We're still waiting for the full implementation of that. They have yet to actually open the doors of any of the state-approved medical facilities, of which New Hampshire will only be allowed to have four. So there's a lot of problems with the one that we have here in New Hampshire, but it's there. It's better than nothing. And anything that can decriminalize any amount of use of this particular plant, I support. You know, I begrudgingly supported it because I'd rather not see medical users of marijuana being arrested. And I think that this will lead to fewer arrests of people who are sick. And I think that that's a good thing. Obviously, I'd like to see full-on legalization or full decriminalization of it. But one of the objections that you'll hear from people in state governments about why they don't think that we should have medical cannabis or legalized cannabis or whatever is that, well, we could change the state law, but there's still federal law. And, of course, there's years of stories from California and other places where you'll read about the DEA going into these legal shops where they are completely legal under the California system to sell medical marijuana. The DEA will go in with guns, point them at the staff, raid the place, take all of the plants, take all of the pot, take all of the cash from the cash register in the safe, and then not charge anyone.
Wasn't it the DEA that executed a nationwide operation that you yourself bore witness to in Keene this past year?
I did. Now, that was different. That wasn't marijuana related. That was some sort of drug paraphernalia crackdown slash. They were also going after the synthetic cannabis and synthetic various bath salts, as they've been called, which was funny because that store didn't have the synthetic bath salts or synthetic cannabis. But they went ahead and raided and stole over $100,000 worth of their inventory anyway. But yes, I did observe that happen. And if you want to see the video from that, you can search for DEA Keene, I think, on Facebook, and then it'll come up.
And the local police explicitly did not mind, were on record as not minding that the feds were coming in and stealing from...
Oh, they helped them.
Okay.
The local police actually guarded the front door throughout the entirety of the multiple hour-long raid, which, you know, essentially was just a ransacking of this poor man's store. It's still open, by the way.
So they were there to serve and protect the federal agents who were doing their job that day.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the good news, which is kind of a shock out of the federal government, because at the same time, the federal government is looking to block D.C. from legalizing pot. So there's a little bit of good news and a little bit of bad news in the world of the federal government's enforcement apparatus about marijuana. This story from the L.A. Times, tucked in deep inside the 1,603-page federal spending measure, is a provision that effectively ends the federal government's prohibition on medical marijuana and signals a major shift in drug policy. The bill's passage over the weekend marks the first time Congress has approved nationally significant legislation backed by legalization advocates. It brings almost to a close 2 decades of tension between the states and Washington over medical use of marijuana. Under the provision, states where medical pot is legal would no longer need to worry about federal drug agents raiding retail operations. Agents would be prohibited from doing so. Now, this is apparently a spending bill, some sort of federal spending bill where they buried this deep in there. The Obama administration has largely followed that rule since last year as a matter of policy, but the measure approved as part of the spending bill, which President Obama plans to sign this week, will codify it as a matter of law. Pot advocates had lobbied Congress to embrace the administration's policy, which they warned was vulnerable to revision under a less tolerant future administration. More important from the standpoint of activists, Congress action marked the emergence of a new alliance in medical or in marijuana politics. Republicans are taking a prominent role in backing states' rights to allow the use of a drug that the federal government still classifies officially as more dangerous than cocaine. "This is a victory for so many," said the measure's co-author, Republican Representative Dana Rohrabacher of Costa Mesa. The measure's approval, he said, represents the first time in decades that the federal government has curtailed its oppressive prohibition of marijuana. That's a Republican saying that. By now, 32 states and the District of Columbia have legalized pot or its ingredients to treat ailments. I didn't know there was that many now. I thought we were still in the 20s. Like 25 or so. Must have been a really good year for medical marijuana the last year or so in various different elections and such. They have legalized pot or its ingredients to treat ailments, a movement that began in the 1990s. Even back then, some states have been approving broader decriminalization measures for 2 decades. The medical marijuana movement has picked up in considerable momentum in recent years. The DEA, however, continues to place marijuana in the most dangerous category of narcotics with no accepted medical use. That's Schedule 1, for those who had not heard that, Schedule 1 being the most dangerous. Congress for years had resisted calls to allow states to chart their own path on pot. The marijuana measure, which forbids the federal government from using any of its resources to impede state medical marijuana laws, was previously rejected half a dozen times. When Washington, D.C. voters approved medical marijuana in 1998, Congress used its authority over the city's affairs to block that law from taking effect for 11 years. Now, recently, listeners of this program may recall that in D.C., the city council passed a decriminalization measure for marijuana. So not medical, but decrim for just possession of, I think, up to an ounce of pot has been made into a violation instead of a misdemeanor, that kind of thing.
In D.C.?
In D.C. So what happens in D.C., Johnny Ray, is when the city council passes something, it has to then go to Congress for their approval.
Okay.
So unlike
logical.
Unlike your typical city council, just pass whatever they want. City council, it has oversight by Congress, and Congress can either basically bat it back and say, nope, we're not going to accept this, or they can sort of just let it pass. And so that's what happened with the decrim provisions as passed by the city council, was that Congress just basically sat by and did nothing. So those did pass, and those have, I believe, gone into effect. So at this point, marijuana has been decriminalized in D.C., but what happened this year during the election was that D.C. passed at the ballot box, they passed legalization of cannabis.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, there is a movement afoot, from what I understand. I don't know if it has succeeded at this point, but I believe they are going to try to stop it. If not, they have already stopped that from being implemented. So, D.C., apparently Congress is okay with decrim, but not legalization. And now you've got the good news that they are going ahead and they're going to not interfere with states that have medical pot, which is great news. This is huge, really.
And that's 32 states?
Well, it doesn't break it down, Johnny Ray. It says 32 states and D.C. have legalized or have legalized pot or its ingredients to treat ailments.
Uh-huh.
So in some places, marijuana may not be fully legal for medical purposes, but there may be like extracts or something. I felt like I'd heard that was the case in Florida, but that ultimately didn't pass this year. The Florida medical thing didn't actually make it. I've heard two different competing stories on that. One that it was for just straight up pot, another that it was for like a some sort of an extract, like a tincture.
Seems like this is a step in the right direction.
This is big news.
This omnibus spending bill is what Ron Paul was bemoaning in his latest article.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a huge fan of the omnibus spending bill or the fact that there's all kinds of different crap thrown into this thing, but yeah, there's one light on the horizon, I guess. 855, 453. I've got that article from Ron Paul. Come up. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Talk Live, you dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to hop on there and talk to us about whatever happens to be on your mind with you tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Johnny Ray. Ian, have you ever, as a listener, have you ever called a radio talk show?
Yes. Yes, I have on more than one occasion. Why do you ask?
Just curious, because you're giving out the phone number, it made me think about it. When I was a listener of Free Talk Live, I called in once before, right shortly before I moved up here, and I talked about price gouging and how much I was for it, because there had been a gasoline. It was after the refineries and in the Gulf had been overcome by some hurricane type activity, and the prices were going up, and people in the South were experiencing protections from their states against price gouging.
Meaning the states were demanding that companies not raise prices.
Yeah, that seems silly to me, but not to most people.
Well, because most people don't understand kind of the economics behind it, right? They don't understand the reason for it and why it's actually a good thing.
It's emotionally appealing to put down to put constraints on the merchants like that in a time of crisis.
Sure, and it also appeals to the emotion that, hey, you're not going to have to pay twice as much for gasoline. Who really wants to do that? So that feels like, you know, it feels like the government's doing something for you, but really what they're doing is they're screwing up the laws of supply and demand, because one of the reasons why prices rise in an emergency situation like that is if they raise the price on whatever the item is, whether it's ice or gasoline or water or something like that, then that will mean that people will be more judicious with the amount they purchase. Whereas if it's cheap, as it normally is, to get water or ice or whatever, you may have somebody show up with a bunch of buckets or coolers or something like that, buy all the ice out of the cooler, and then you got no ice to give to anyone else right at that point. But if ice goes from $1 a bag to $5 a bag or $10 a bag, or I don't know what a bag of ice will go for in a situation like that. But if a bag of ice goes up 2, 3, 4 times as much as it normally is,
the people who need to keep their insulin cold are going to be willing to pay that price, and the people who want to keep their beer cold are not as willing to pay that price.
Yeah, exactly right. And or people who, you know, would be coming to buy ice will not buy as much ice. They will buy less, a smaller amount of it, which leaves more ice there for more people to purchase. And also the fact that the products are going up in price will incentivize more deliveries to come into that area, right? Because, we're going to sell out of these batteries. You know, even though we've doubled the price on the batteries, we're going to sell out. So we need to get another pallet full in. So there's an encouragement to continue bringing product in as well.
So can you share what radio shows you called?
Before hosting a talk show, you mean? Or, like, since hosting a talk
show? Whichever was the most memorable experience.
I called WFLA in Tampa a couple times on one of their weekend shows. I think it was Mark Biro was that guy, his host's name. He was a kind of progressive talk show host. And I have called, I believe, maybe I called Lionel at one point in the past. I don't recall for sure on that one.
Does he do pop music?
No, Lionel's a talk show host.
Okay.
And Lionel, there is a Lionel singer who sings pop music. That's a different Lionel. And but more recently, I called the local talk station here in Keene, New Hampshire, WKBK.
Oh, that's right. You do,
I'm an irregular caller there. There have been times where I've been more regular, but yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. What was your experience like calling Free Talk Live, Johnny Ray? Was it pleasant?
Yes, it was.
Was it easy to get on?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it generally is, especially on a weeknight. It's generally, you know, almost wide open here a lot of times. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're not supposed to tell you that in talk radio. That's supposed to be one of the talk radio secrets, is you're not supposed to reveal if you've got open phone lines. But here it's pretty obvious, because we're an open phone show. And if somebody's not calling in, then we're talking, right? Like if somebody's
calling. And by we mean you.
Yeah, you and me, Johnny Ray. If somebody's online, we'll go to you and your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the season for giving gifts to people that you care about, or maybe to yourself. either of those folks, you or the other people, will really enjoy Sherry's Berries, unless for some reason they don't like strawberries dipped in delicious chocolate, milk, dark chocolate, white chocolate, it's all there, plus decorative swizzle, chocolate chips and nuts, they're dipped in those things and they're delicious. They get some of the best quality berries you can find. I've never had a bad Sherry's Berry. They're always absolutely amazing. And you can get them for just $19.99. Now, that's the starting price. It's over 40% savings. But you can also double the berries from Sherry's Berries for just $10 more. Trust me on this. If you go with Sherry's Berries this holiday season, do the doubling deal. Don't miss out on the double berries. You're going to want to have more berries to share and more berries to enjoy, especially if you're ordering them for yourself or your family or whoever it is, they're going to enjoy it. You can go to berries.com and use our code FTL. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, code FTL. Just click the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the site. That's where you type in FTL. That gives you access to the special deals. And they've also got other treats like cake truffles, Christmas cake pops, and dipped pretzels. So, for whatever reason, if strawberries don't float your boat, they've got all kinds of neat stuff over at Sherry's Berries. And again, your code that you need is FTL to get the special deal. $19.99 gets you an order of Sherry's Berries, and you can double the berries for just $10 more. So, berries.com. Now, there's shipping involved, so, you know, the cost will go up a little bit from what, you know, the base price is. And you can ship based on different times, so you can be very specific when you want these things delivered. And obviously, some days are more popular than others as far as deliveries, so those days may cost more as a result due to high demand. So, get your berries, get your order in sooner rather than later at berries.com with code FTL.
I know somebody named Sherry, and she's very curvaceous, and I never forget her name because I just think Sherry's Berries. All right, Sherry.
Berries.com. 855-450-FREE. The good news coming out of Washington, D.C. Not a whole lot of good news comes out of this place, but in this case, it's worth talking about. There's a buried provision in a 1,600-page federal spending bill, which I'm sure 1,602 of the 1,603 pages are absolute junk and not good for freedom. But there's a little bit in there where they're going to actually restrict the federal government from enforcing drug law or the marijuana laws on states with medical marijuana, meaning that they won't anymore be able to raid medical marijuana shops. And presumably that also means they won't be able to raid the growers either. Obviously, I haven't read the text. We're going on what the LA Times is reporting here. Even as Congress has shifted ground on medical marijuana, lawmakers remain uneasy about full legalization. A separate amendment to the spending package, tacked on at the behest of anti-marijuana crusader Representative Andy Harris, will jeopardize the legalization of recreational pot in Washington, D.C., which voters approved last month. So that was what I was talking about before, where voters went ahead and went with legalization in D.C., but if Congress steps in the way, that won't happen. So this very same spending bill that is going to make it so that the D.C. goons from the DEA won't be able to mess with medical marijuana states also means that the people in D.C. won't get the legalization they voted for. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Marijuana proponents nonetheless said they felt more confident than ever that Congress was drifting toward their point of view. Bill Piper, lobbyist for the Drug Policy Alliance, called the move historic. He says the war on medical marijuana is over. Now the fight moves on to legalization of all marijuana. This is the strongest signal, he says, that we've received from Congress that politics have really shifted. Congress has been slow to catch up with the states and the American people, but it is catching up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And once again, that's freetalklive.com, the front page created by listeners like you. The content there is a Reddit-based system. You can submit news articles, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever it is you think is interesting, useful, exciting, outrageous, entertaining, whatever. Submit it there. Other listeners can vote it up or down. You get to vote on things there as well. Go to freetalklive.com and see what other listeners think is useful and interesting. And we will maybe share some of that on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And if you care about the future of Bitcoin and the peer-to-peer economy, You should head down to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. That's coming up in just a few months. It'll be here before you know it. Speakers, exhibitions, and a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you want to be in Austin, Texas on March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. If you use code FTL, you'll get a $25 discount off the already very affordable $150 admission price, which is very affordable for these kind of conference events. And not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will donate $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use the code. So you're getting an amazing price, and that is going to a great event, and you're helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and their assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live, by the way, was there last year, and we'll be there again this year. Looking forward to it at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets now to be a part of the future, March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, TexasBitcoinConference.com. We're talking about some of the good news, the very rare good news that actually comes out of Washington, D.C. In this case, the L.A. Times is reporting on a measure, one of the portions of a very long 1,600-plus page spending bill that has passed Congress. It is going to be signed by Barack Obama, and as I pointed out, likely is full of a bunch of junk that is not going to help anybody's freedom. But at least one portion of it is, and that is they're going to begin leaving alone states that have medical marijuana. I mean, an organization within California or, you know, New Hampshire or wherever it is that has medical marijuana will not have to worry about a DEA raid, which I think is a huge step forward. And as Bill Piper, who's one of the lobbyists with the Drug Policy Alliance, says over the LA Times, he says he thinks Congress is finally catching up to the beliefs of the American people on this issue. Johnny Ray, what do you think? You think he's right about that? Are we right around the corner from legalization, or are we still another 50 years away from that? Because it's happened in a handful of states now.
I think we're probably right around the corner from going into the ABC store, liquor store model of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Where the
nationally, you think nationally?
In most states.
That's the thing. The states are coming on board slowly, right? We've got a couple dozen medical marijuana states. There are now a handful of states that have actually legalized cannabis. So you've got Washington and Colorado did it first. And then I think it was this year that Oregon and Alaska also passed legalization, if I'm not mistaken. And Guam, I believe.
I think the various state governments will...
Is Guam medical? I forget. Sorry. Go ahead.
The various state governments will create their own marijuana cartels that are allowed to operate inside their state. And there will be dry counties where marijuana still isn't allowed.
Yep, just like with alcohol.
Right. That's what I see.
But do you see Congress pulling back from that? I mean, because if the state legalizes pot, we're still seeing the feds coming in and raiding places. The feds, the DEA coming in, ruining businesses, destroying people's lives.
They're sort of like the Congress is sort of like they're up in a hot air balloon and they're having a party up there. And then the people down on the ground, we're pulling them along with ropes. But they're 10 miles behind us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're marching on and pulling them along, and they're just having a party in the air, and they're disconnected from reality.
I'd say that's a pretty good picture that you've painted there, Johnny Ray.
Some might call it an analogy.
Yes. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Would it also be a metaphor?
You're asking the wrong guy.
So... But I guess the observation here is that it was 1996 when California did Proposition 215. It was a ballot measure that legalized medical cannabis. And here we are in 2014, the very end of 2014. I don't know when this bill is going to go into effect. They passed it. Barack Obama's to sign it. Presumably that'll be January 1st or maybe June or something like that. So I don't know when the actual start time will be for this. Like, you know, will the DEA continue to raid businesses after this is passed up until a certain date, or will it be as soon as this thing's signed by Barack Obama that it goes into effect? I don't know when it goes into effect. But we're almost 20 years away from when California passed Proposition 215. It's been nearly two decades, and just now Congress is finally backing away on enforcing the marijuana laws in medical marijuana states. So it makes me wonder, are we going to have to wait another 20 years? Because, you know, it was only, what, 2012 when the other states went ahead and voted for legalization, when Colorado and Washington. So are we going to have to wait until 2030 before we actually see Congress back down on legalization and stop the DEA, finally take marijuana from Schedule 1 and, you know, take it out of the schedules or at least move it down the list? How long are we going to have to wait for this? Or are we going to see a shorter period of time? Is it going to be 20 years to get to medical legalization in the federal level versus, I'm sorry, it's not accurate to call legalization at the federal level. Leaving legalization alone, I guess, is all they're doing. To officially do nothing about medical marijuana. Took them 20 years. Is it going to be a shorter period of time? Will they be more likely to wrap this up in 5 more years? You know, are we going to see that kind of action from the federal government because of the balloon toting thing?
Oh, which, by the way, I think a metaphor is definitely the word, a better word than analogy. Metaphor is a figure of speech that identifies one thing as being the same as another unrelated thing, thus strongly implying the similarities between the two.
Well, it's not totally unrelated because you did say Congress was in the balloon.
Right. Yeah. But they're just partygoers. Anyway, let's. I think the world moves faster these days. Faster all the time. But government again is not the world.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
The measure which Rohrabacher, this is the Republican from California, he's behind this thing, surprisingly, championed with Representative Sam Farr, Democrat from California, had the support of large numbers of Democrats for years. Enough Republicans finally joined them this year to put it over the top. When the House first passed the measure earlier this year, 49 Republicans voted yes. Some of the Republicans are pivoting off their traditional anti-drug platform at a time when most voters live in states where medical marijuana is legal and in many cases, a result of ballot measures. Polls show that while Republican voters are far less likely than the broader public to support outright legalization, they do favor allowing marijuana for medical use by a commanding majority. This is of Republicans. Legalization also has a great appeal to millennials, a demographic group with which Republicans are aggressively trying to make inroads. And indeed, the millennials are turning into voters here as time goes on. Of course, Gen Xers, as Johnny Ray, you and I are arguably, are more likely, you know, as people get older, they're more likely to cast a vote. You, Johnny Ray, of course, are not going to be casting a vote in any sort of matter.
And unlike the millennials in that way. And you
but
know
aren't
what?
You glad to see this, Johnny Ray, as somebody who isn't, you know, you're not enamored with the system. You don't vote. You advocate that people not participate in the system. Isn't this a good thing? I mean, by all qualifications.
Impossible to tell.
Impossible to tell.
It's just a weird twist on a bad situation.
Well, wait a minute. How will you be able to tell? I mean, if they actually stop, because if they stop raiding stores, then isn't that a positive, you know, development?
Doesn't change the basic relationship that the people have to the state, which is that the state of Colorado, for example, is they won't let you be free with your marijuana. They're going to tell you exactly where you can buy it, where you can't buy it, what you can do with it, and you're still not free.
Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland says the federal government should never get in between patients and their medicine. Agree that far, at least. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code Radio 60. Vistaprint.com. Code Radio, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll free number is available to you at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about cannabis and some of the good news coming out of D.C. where they are finally, officially making it so the DEA will no longer be able to mess with medical marijuana providers in states that have legalized such a thing. And maybe what we'll see now is we'll see more states jumping on board the bandwagon, because there have always been complaints from people inside the state, the politicians, the bureaucrats. I've seen these things because I've gone to the hearings about medical marijuana here in New Hampshire over the years. And I've heard the complaints, well, we don't really want to do this because the federal government's still illegal. They could hurt us or something like that. And so now the feds are officially saying we're going to back off. There's a new bill that has a provision buried deep inside it that'll make it so the DEA can no longer raid companies providing medical marijuana in states where it's legal, which is great news. So is full-on legalization right around the corner? I wouldn't get my hopes up for that, but it's certainly more possible now than it has ever been in the past. In all of this, Johnny Ray, in this terrible, unwieldy, bureaucratic, monstrous federal government that certainly no one on this show has any appreciation for whatsoever. It's again, this bill, 1,600 plus pages, is probably a bunch of more government, big government spending all over the place. I don't know what they're authorizing, but it's nothing good.
A lot of warfare and welfare.
Yeah, that's a lot. I imagine that's what the rest of the bill is. For one small good provision about marijuana, it's probably offset by 20,000 terrible ones. But all that said, you know, try to appreciate them when they do get it right every now and then. In this case, they did. Johnny, you've got a kind of a political story, which is kind of a surprise. You are paying attention to
I listened to Glenn Beck today, and I learned about Jeb Bush.
You're paying attention to the 2016 presidential race, which, honestly, I don't really care about. I mean, to me, it's just going to be a bunch of scumbags, one scumbag versus another scumbag. They all seem the same to me, but I happen to know that name, Jeb Bush, because I was raised in Florida, and he was the governor of Florida for a little while. He's also the brother of George W. Bush, as a matter of fact. So there's always been the conspiracy theory that that we will eventually see another Bush-Clinton go-around at the federal level. Is it looking like that's taking shape, Johnny Ray?
I heard, I may be getting some of the words not quite right, but I believe I heard that Jeb Bush was forming an exploratory committee, or as I might say, an exploratory committee, or even an exploratory committee to run for the office of President of the United States.
Ho-hum. Why is that important? Why should our listeners care about that, Johnny Ray?
Because it would mean if Bush and Clinton were to run against each other, it would mean that the presidency has been occupied by one of three families for the past 30-plus years.
Yeah.
The Bushes and the Clintons and a little bit of Barack Obama.
Right.
Suggesting that the U.S. is not quite as democratic as we might think because, you know, you just have to imagine that there's loads of eligible young candidates for the office of President of the United States.
Right. I mean, the pitch is that anybody can be president, right?
Yeah, that's what they told me in second grade.
Yeah, and if anybody can be president, then why is it that Bushes and Clintons tend to be the presidents?
And,
or maybe, we'll see.
About a week ago, I was reading in TheWeek.com by Bonnie Christian, an article entitled, this was before Jeb Bush's announcement,
okay,
but I think it was maybe expected. The headline is, Bush versus Clinton in 2016 is the perfect way to make millennials hate politics even more. This was not a banner year for youth voter participation. To be fair, off-year elections never are, but this year's mere 12% participation rate of voters under 30 is about more than midterm ennui. Rather, it's part of a larger trend of millennial disenchantment with the Washington establishment in both major parties, a trend that is primed to kick into high gear if we have a Bush versus Clinton contest in 2016. By the way, the author of the piece is a millennial,
okay,
which will sort of, you'll hear it in the context later. Unfortunately, that contest is not so difficult to imagine. While Jeb Bush, brother of George W. and former governor of Florida, has yet to declare his candidacy, his son seems to expect the declaration to be forthcoming. Hillary Clinton, of course, has been unofficially campaigning since, well, to be charitable, let's say since she left the State Department last year. As even endorsers of this prospect seem to admit, this matchup offers nothing new. Recent comments from Bush, too, are instructive. Earlier this month, the former president said he'd like to see Bush versus Clinton in 2016, admitting that running against Hillary, herself an all-too-well-known quantity, might be the one way Jeb could avoid being handicapped by his name. If the kids don't want broccoli, show them how good it looks compared to Brussels sprouts.
Is that really the quote?
No, that's not a quote. That's okay. That was the author's writing.
All right.
Which do you prefer, by the way?
What?
Brussels sprouts or broccoli?
Ooh, broccoli.
Brussels sprouts used to be just, they were completely inedible. But as I've grown up, especially like if you bake them,
yeah,
I find that, and I'm going to give the nod to Brussels sprouts over broccoli.
It depends on the preparation, I guess. I mean, if Brussels sprouts are prepared in a certain way, mm-hmm, then they could be very good.
Okay.
I'm not saying I don't like Brussels sprouts. I do enjoy them.
Sign of maturity. W. may feel favorably toward Bush versus Clinton, but his view is not widely shared. As my colleague here...
I hope not.
Me too. As my colleague here at The Week, Damon Linker, has noted, this possibility is, quote, almost enough to make me wonder why we don't just scrap the pretense of the United States being a democracy at all and instead embrace the truth, that at least when it comes to the nation's highest office, we're now a nepotistic oligarchy. Even Barbara Bush, mom to George and Jeb, has voiced opinion, commenting, I think it's a great country. There are a lot of great families, and it's not just four families or whatever. There are other people out there that are very qualified, and we've had enough Bushes.
No way. Did his mom actually say that?
Yes, she said, we've had enough Bushes.
Huh. How about that?
Her math is a little fuzzy. But her point is well taken. Bush versus Clinton would guarantee that the White House be occupied by just three families for 32 years straight.
Incredible.
If increasingly politically independent young people are unenthusiastic about politics now, imagine their disinterest in choosing between two candidates who literally embody the status quo.
Yeah, I mean, Barack Obama managed to fool a lot of millennials and Gen Xers into thinking that something new was on the horizon, that we're going to get change and hope out of this guy. And, of course, you know, we didn't. We got more of the same, more of what George W. Bush actually was offering. Essentially, it was what Barack Obama brought to the table. And, you know, you can't fool people too many times in this world. And millennials are fairly with it. I mean, I think as far as paying attention to things goes, I mean, there's certainly an argument that young people don't pay attention to politics, and I think there's a strong argument for that. But of those who do, young people are more connected than anyone ever before them. I mean, they are constantly on their phones and various different devices.
They're born into a different world than we were born into. They call us, like digital immigrants or something?
Who calls us that?
I don't know. It was a news story that I didn't read, but it was just a headline or something that said that people over 30 or something are internet immigrants or digital immigrants or something.
Well, I think that this is an interesting piece, and I guess we'll see how it pans out, because most of the young people won't be voting in a primary, I don't imagine, so it'll likely be the preferences of the older generations that end up selecting whoever it is that goes on to the general election. So it could very well end up being Bush and Clinton. Obviously, it's too early to speculate, and it's always too early to speculate, because what the hell do the pollsters know anyway?
Because we are nothing if not independent. We, the millennials, we, this author.
Okay.
Fully half of millennials reject all party labels, which is the most intense generational political disaffiliation in the 25 years Pew Research has measured it. I've got
that's good to know.
A friend of mine that I grew up with, he's an economics professor at a university, and he says that his students don't care a bit about politics. Politics doesn't interest them. They don't see any future in it.
But that's not new, Johnny Ray. I mean, teenagers and early 20s folks.
Well, no, I mean,
decades haven't cared about politics.
Well, you would suspect, I think, that university goers would consider themselves
more aware,
more civic minded, and that they should do this. Mm. And I would suspect that they are more engaged in the political process. And this friend of mine, he has made a lifetime and a career out of being in a university, so he knows. And he says that the change is large.
The change toward apathy?
Yes.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can dig in further here. Get your thoughts as well on millennials and their political beliefs or lack thereof and what's going to happen in the future. Share your predictions. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floor Buster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more Floor Buster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.